KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ.
KD2DFD.
Alright, the first station that checked in there, you were over-deviating on your mic. You're coming in way too strong. Can you cut your power back and repeat your call sign, please, slowly? The first station that checked in, could you please check in again? Okay, well, I don't know who that first station was, and they're not coming back to me, so we'll just jump right to Jack. K2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on board. I couldn't make out that first station either. Totally, just kind of CB style, you know, totally over-modulated. Anyways, it's been a quiet day today. We had a little snow on the cars this morning, more of a mix, because we didn't go below freezing, you know. It was kind of a mixture of snow and rain. Didn't amount to much. Stayed about 34 all day long, and it's 33 now. And we're supposed to be in for some snow tonight, so time will tell. And maybe just if you get a little snow up north, it might help you with your hunting. 73's all around, KA2000.
Okay, Jack, yeah, I had the same impression. That mic was way too loud. I couldn't copy it at all who it was. It just sounded like a loud buzz. Anyway, we have 30 degrees here. We're expecting 1 to 3. We're not supposed to get as much as you guys are supposed to get. Apparently, to the west and to the south, they're supposed to get more than us. So 1 to 3 will be just fine for hunting tomorrow. It was quiet today. We got everybody up here at camp this weekend, and obviously it's the last weekend of hunting season up here. So we've got a big push going out, and very little activity until we got down towards the river there, where it was a lot cooler, and we picked up some sign down there, but nothing yet. Alright, Jack, well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. On the next station, KD2DFD, I believe that's Pete, the fisherman out in Sloatsburg. What's going on tonight?
Up at camp, I guess, like you said, it's about 30 degrees. It's already snowing here a little bit in Boonville. And up here with the family cutting a Christmas tree down. That other station, N5, it might be N5AOW. I think his name was Bob from Outer Lake. I spoke to him earlier this afternoon. There was another old pilot from Indianapolis, N2. DKB, I don't think that was him, his name was Pat, he was an Echo Link, he had a little problems with his audio, but they were going to try to make the net tonight, so I guess he had problems with his radio. But anyway, I'd just like to say hello to everybody, and I probably won't see you, but have a nice Christmas, and I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving.
Okay, Pete, well, thanks for checking in. Thanks for the information there. We'll give him another shot here now that we're at the bottom of the list. And well, thanks again. It's been a while. We haven't heard you there in a bit. Took me a while to remember who you were. It's been a long time. All right, thanks, Pete. We'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in.
Yeah, KD2DFD.
N5AOW. I got you that time. You're a lot clearer there on the mic. Is that Bill?
Yes, it is. How you doing? When you said that, I thought maybe I had a mic problem, so I switched them. Maybe this one sounds a little bit better.
Roger, this one sounds a hundred times better. It's a little quiet, but it's not too bad. I mean, the last mic sounded like you were just coming in there with 1,000 volts.
Well, I wonder why. I'll have to check that one out. Maybe I had a contact problem on it.
All right, well, you're sounding good here so far. What's going on tonight, and how you been?
Good. I've been changing rigs around and redoing the station, and I've been off for quite a while, and I got to the point where I had to redo everything. It was uncomfortable the way it was. Still have some antenna problems, but little by little it's coming back.
Now, are you up there at Outer Lake, or are you on Echo Link?
I'm at Otter Lake.
Roger. Well, your signal sounds great. There's really no static in the background. Your audio is a little low now, which is better than it was before, but it's a little low now, but it's not that bad. You really sound good.
Good. Glad to hear it. I was curious about that. This rig has been offline for a long time, and it's an analog. It's not digital, so takes a little bit of tuning with it to get it the way it should be, but at least now I know it's operational and doing what it should be. Well, thank you for the return on it, and back to net control.
Okay, Bill. Well, like I said, it sounds good, and thanks for checking in, and we're here every night, so feel free to check in again. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, we got up about 5 this morning. We got out there in the woods about, 6, a little after 6. And we sat and didn't really see a lot of movement up here in the woods. I saw a couple of grouse go by, and they're a little too far out of my range. And I think technically you're supposed to use a shotgun to hunt them anyway, so kind of makes sense. Hitting them with a deer rifle, unless you hit them just in the right spot, would be worthless. There wouldn't be much left. So we're hanging out here. We're hoping for some snow tonight and make the hunting a little more active tomorrow. Right now, there's really not a lot moving. We had guys all over the woods tonight, and there were hardly any tracks to be found. So where we are anyway, there was nothing moving. So we're just getting ready to relax here for the night and getting ready to head to bed, get up early, and start all over tomorrow. We got a big plan. We'll be pushing out a lot of deer, hopefully. That's the plan anyway. we're trying to get a buck up here before the season's over on Sunday evening. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Oh, by the way, the Black River Valley Christmas dinner was tonight, and unfortunately I had to miss it because we're up here at camp. But from what I understand, there were quite a few people there. Hopefully we'll catch one of them here coming out. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT. And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2DFT with a comment.
Go ahead, Pete.
If Bill is still on the air, N5AOW, he had a nice conversation with a fellow that I had as well. His name is Pat, N2DKB. And I believe his wife is a local from Boonville. He was from Rome. He had a nice history on the Fulton chain of lakes, and I didn't engage in the conversation because I was getting firewood ready for camp and warming up the cabin. but I did leave my radio on. It was a nice conversation, Bill, and that was pretty much it. It was a nice little history. 73s, everybody, and that's all I have to say.
Okay, you copy that there, Bill?
Roger, roger. Thank you, Pete. N5AOW in the net. Yeah, I enjoyed the conversation with that man that came in. I guess he came in through the internet somehow. I don't quite understand that, but good luck to him. Anyway, it was a good conversation, and I think he may try to check in this evening, too. So, Pete, it was enjoyable, the short QSO we did have. And I'll return it to net control, N5AOW.
Well, I'm assuming he came in through Echolink. Actually, it's my station back at my home base. I'm at my hunting camp here right now, but my home base has a an old Kenwood rig connected to the computer, and Echolink members can connect through the internet from anywhere in the world as long as they have their ham license and broadcast locally on the repeater. It basically just patches right through to my 2 meter there. So I'm assuming that's what you heard, because I leave that on 24/7. So, well, good. I'm glad that thing's getting some use. The actual 2 meter, originally it was this other Kenwood that I had, and WA2OFK, one of the founding, one of the charter members here for the club, recently passed away, and he left me his 2 meter rig there, so I hooked it up to the Echolink, and so it's running off his rig there, so I'm glad to see it's getting some use. Alright, thanks, Bill, and if the gentleman's around, he can check in now, because this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Is that comment?
Right, Jack.
Yeah, I was turning the beam a little, so I might be a little bit noisy. Yeah, N2DKB is Pat Daly. I've known him for many years. And after his wife passed away, he moved out to the Midwest to be with his son. I had his full address. I can't think of it offhand, but yeah, he would be out around Cleveland, I think, or someplace in that area. And yeah, his wife was, her ancestors were quite active on the Fulton Chain of Lakes and all that. Yeah, really nice guy. KA2000.
Okay, thanks for the comment there, Jack. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2EIT. Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Pete, and Bill for checking in tonight. Say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Traffic Emergency Net. Octan currently being held on the 145.17. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
KC2MBU. Good evening. No traffic.
KD2AIT and Ray, KC2SBU. I don't think I give you both the Octan report for November, so I will give it to you momentarily. We can see if we get anybody else comes in here. Are there any other stations for Octan, with or without traffic? is KB2KLJ for Octan. Okay, KB2AIT and KC2MBU, you both ready for traffic?
Roger.
Yeah, I'm mobile. I'm just coming back from the Radio Club's Christmas party.
You want me to, you want to take it now, Ray, or do you want another time?
Another time. I'm mobile.
Okay, I'll just give it to you tomorrow, I thought. So I'll just give it to Jeff. And then I'll give you yours when you're home. Okay, Jeff. This is the Octan report, so please copy, this will be message number 5, hang on a minute here, stand by one. This will be, 590, please copy 590, routine, KA2ZZ10. Liverpool, New York, December 1, going to Jeff, KB2AIT, break. November Octan report, I say again, November Octan report, stations, figures 803, I say again, stations 803, traffic 286, session 30. 7-3, break mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octan. And the traffic for your station, Jeff, how'd you do? Did I go too fast?
No, we copied you just fine, thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you for supporting Octan, much appreciated. Okay, are there any other stations for Octan? Hey, nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Ray and Jeff, you both have a good evening. 7-3, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. KB2KOJ, correct.
KC2MBU is KD2AIT.
Yeah, I missed you at the party.
Yeah, I'm still up here trying to get a buck. That's why I figured I'd give you a shout here. How'd the party go?
Biggest turnout ever. I think we had probably over 20 people.
Oh, that's just great. Jeez, I wish I could have been there, but, well, we only have two more. Well, basically, we have 48 hours here to try to get a buck, and, well, not really. We have about 24 hours, really, if you consider all the daylight hours. Actually, it's less than that. We have about, we have about 16 hours. Get a buck. You figure all the legal hunting hours. So anyway, yeah, I really wanted to make it. I enjoy that Christmas dinner, and sorry I couldn't make it.
Yeah, we can't get a buck after dark anyway.
Roger that. By the time I would have got out of here and got up there, I would have probably missed half of it anyway. So we hunted right up there till the right to the end, and we had a prime rib dinner up here ourselves, so we didn't do too shabby either way, but I'm glad you had a good turnout. My wife had to work tonight anyway up at the hospital, so I would have been by myself anyway, so just we'll have to try that again next year. Maybe we'll have to check the hunting schedule before we set up the the date.
Well, Dick says he got his doe. He said he's still looking for, he's still looking for horns. But he says he got a doe in the freezer.
If they gave out doe permits for up in here, I would have had mine by now too. But unfortunately, in this management unit up here, they don't give out doe permits at all. It's not even you don't have a chance at all. It's just it says not applicable when you try to apply for one. So, but we're hoping we. There's some movement up in here. We just got to work it tomorrow. So a bunch of us are getting up bright and early tomorrow. We're gonna just see if we can't push some deer around. But, all right, Ray. Well, thanks for coming back to me there, and glad you had a big turnout there. I was hoping to get up there and get Pete back his radio. It's still sitting there up on my mantle there at the house. But I gotta get that back to him. And alright, well thanks Ray. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, this is KD2AIT.
KC2MBU clearing, let's see.